Allegiant Air, one of the many carriers that attempted to serve the passenger market out of the Seacoast Airport, is returning after a six-year hiatus. The airline, like many others, pulled out because of competition from Manchester and Boston airports. But Eric Fletcher, a representative of the Las Vegas-based airline, says that he believes the operation will be a success this time.
Fares in Boston have continually gone up. This airport has become more and more convenient by comparison.
Fletcher says that the airline plans two trips to the Sanford, Florida airport near Orlando on a weekly basis on Fridays and Mondays at a $100 round-trip introductory fee. Peace Development Authority Director Dave Mullen says that the airport offers Allegiant incentives to use the facility.
We don't charge landing fees, we don't charge fuel flowage fees, we don't charge passenger facility fees. So that's all in an attempt to be as aggressive as we can.
Allegiant plans to begin its service to Florida October 25th and says that it may expand routes based on the success of that route. For NHPR News, I'm Roger Wood in Portsmouth.